Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Matapos ang hindi maayos na relasyon sa kanyang asawa at madiagnose ng stage 3 cancer, nawala ang lahat kay B. Hanggang sa naharap sa pagiging homeless o walang matirhan sa edad na 55.
After my chemo, I went to live with my brother and my sister-in-law. So then one day came the day I had to move out. So I packed all my things in the car. And I thought, what do I do? I don't have a lot of money. I don't have a job. So who's going to rent a place to me? So then I was just driving and then I saw a park. I drove in there. And then I thought, oh gee, and then I just started to bawl.
Ang dating maayos ang pamumuhay na graphic designer, nasadlak sa kawalan ng tahanan sa gitna ng paglipat-lipat sa mga pansamantalang akomodasyon.
I didn't know what to do really. I didn't know what help was available because I never knew I was going to be in such a situation. It's like you throw into a deep ocean, you got to try and swim. But all those temporary stuff, like when I was here, there and everywhere, it's really hard to pick up yourself. Like you're just wondering what's happening. And even now when I talk about it, I get a bit teary.
So nakaraang taon, ipinakita sa ulat ng Nowhere to Go ng Equity Economics na 41% ng mga taong nasa ilalim ng homelessness service ay humingi rin ng tulong dahil sa domestic and family violence o pang-aabuso. Tumaas ang bilang na ito ng halos 6% mula noong 2020. Ayon pa sa ulat, taon-taon, tinatayang mahigit 9,000 kababaihan at mga bata ang nawawalan ng matitirahan matapos lisanin ang bahay dahil sa pang-aabuso. Isang Full Stop Australia na umaalalay sa mga taong nahaharap sa mga biktima ng sexual at family violence. Ayon sa CEO nito na si Hayley Foster, ito ang kadalasang dahilan ng pagiging homeless ng mga kababaihan.
The number one reason for women becoming homelessness in this country is because of domestic and family violence. And we often ask this question, why doesn't she just leave? Well, the answer to that is, does she really have somewhere else to go? And I tell you what, so many women on temporary visas and newly migrant women are actually just turning back to the perpetrator. They literally have no other choice.
Ang Full Stop Australia ay isa lamang sa mga grupo ng kababaihan na may kampanya sa eleksyon na panawagan na dagdagan ng pondo upang malutas ang problema sa kawalan ng tirahan ng mga kababaihan. Ang kampanya at petisyon na tinawag na Unhoused ay humihingi ng $7.6 billion upang makapagbigay ng mahigit 16,000 permanenteng bahay para sa mga kababaihan.
This is not only an issue of compassion, this is also an issue for the economy. Investing in homes means investing in jobs, and we're looking at 47,000 jobs created from such an initiative. So we're talking about $15 billion of reinvestment back into the economy.
Ayon sa Australian Bureau of Statistics, aabot sa 116,000 ang mga homeless sa bansa. Ang mga babaeng nasa edad 55 pataas ang grupo na may dumadaming bilang nito, kung saan nagpapakita ng 31% pagtaas sa pagitan noong 2011 at 2016. Dapat tatugunan ng federal na gobyerno ang kakulangan sa social housing. Ayon kay Jenny Smith, pinuno ng Homelessness Australia.
We do need to see a platform that has our federal government taking the lead, investing in social housing, investing in the support that people with complexity in their lives need to keep that housing, but not just as a one-off, but as a sustainable year-on, year-out investment going forward.
Noong nakaraang taon, halos 5,000 babae, edad 55 anyos pataas, ang nasa waiting list ng social housing sa New South Wales pa lamang. Kadalas ay mga may edad na kababaihan ang walang opsyon sa mga ganitong sitwasyon.
They are a broken relationship away from poverty and destitution. And we just don't have the social housing in place to make sure that there is a safe and secure landing.
Para kay B, inabot man ng 12 taon bago nakabangon, unti-unti na niyang nabubuo muli ang kanyang sarili.
And now I've grown to a stage where I'm very comfortable and confident. Every day I'm trying to better myself and, well, eventually, you know, have a life. Like have a work life, have a meaningful life and be normal again.
Ang ulat na ito ay ginawa ni Francesca Dinuccio para sa SBS News, isinalin sa ating wika at isinalaysay ng inyong lingkod, TJ Korea, para sa SBS Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.